We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
About you, Dave?
You know, it's funny. Peyton Malone just asked me that same thing. He said he felt like it took forever. And I thought for him it was because there was no remarkable weather like we've had the last few weeks. Nah, to me, this week actually went by pretty quickly. So I guess it's all
amazing how, I'm sorry, amazing how our different perspectives, huh? Mm-hmm. Just, I guess, depending on what's going on in your life or this or that or the other thing.
Yeah, I had a lot going on personally this week. So it went by pretty quickly.
You did, so that's probably why it flew by. Yeah. Me, not so much.
Okay.
You know, this Thomas Morstead thing, this guy has been, and I've said this before, and I think you may have as well, he didn't just punt the ball deep and high. He punted it deep and high and directionally so that he pinned the guy catching the ball against the sideline, so there was really nowhere for him to go, and
yeah,
that's
like
a rare thing
defender
to happen.
Yeah, he was so good at that.
And he's really, I think, man, I wish there was some way to chart it statistically. I don't know how you could or not, but he really has been a strong weapon for the Saints.
Yeah, and
defense.
When he's had to make a tackle when the rest of the defense or the rest of the special teams couldn't stop a returner, he would put everything he had into making that tackle. He wasn't one of these guys who just kind of, you know, flopped in front of the returner. He would actually, hit the guy if he had to.
For whatever reason, and I don't know why it is, punters are usually more athletes than our kickers. And I don't know why that is, but I think maybe because they're usually taller, lankier, maybe they played other positions and at previous points in their career. But I'll ask Mike to tell you.
They
got
to be able to run, because sometimes they got to run away from coverage. And, you know, the place kicker, he's not running anywhere. He's just kicking the ball.
Yeah, and you got to stand there and you're back there by yourself, you know. So we'll talk to Mike about that, too, when we come back. Glad you're with us. I hope the Friday, whether it went by quickly or slowly for you, is very enjoyable today because we are finally here. Friday, March 5th, back with Mike Dettoyer. And again, Dave, a quick reminder, we've been talking about it all week, the Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union calculator. And if you go to my page right now at WWL.com, well, you can find a calculator that will help you decide as it relates to debts. When do you consolidate them? If you got a credit card here, maybe a department store there. The answer is not always the same for everybody. So go discover that personal debt consolidation calculator at WWL.com under my page, Tommy Tucker. Then listen a little bit more than about an hour and a half from now at 7:45 when Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, is going to walk us through it so you can find out what's best for you. Join Mark and me this morning, 7:45, right here on WWL AM, FM, and .com. Some clever patter from Jim Henderson there, but Thomas Morstead, probably Mike Dettoyer, as we welcome him in, our friend WWL NFL and college football analyst, probably the biggest play ever that he contributed to the Saints because he knew that was coming. I believe the story is, tell us the story, Mike. Did Peyton tell him they were going to do it at the beginning of halftime, or when did he find out he was up?
They practiced it all week. It never worked.
Right. Okay.
and then at halftime, they had to steal a possession. And so he got told at halftime, that's how we're going to do it. And as Thomas said, man, you know, in the pit of your stomach, man, you wonder, okay, it hasn't worked in practice. How are we going to pull this off? And if you watch the play, the ball takes the right bounce, and you were able to get it. And so I think that's what you'll be remembered most by. But how I'll remember him is his consistency throughout the years as a punter. and he was really good. The crazy thing, and it always kind of sticks in my mind, is when the Saints drafted him, they traded up to get him. And coverage of the draft's a little bit different than it was back then. Mark Shafisi and I are doing the finishing the draft kind of process. Mm-hmm. And, man, we open up the phone lines and people are raising sand of what is Sean Payton doing trading up to pick a punter. And that particular year was him and Kevin Huber. Kevin was from Cincinnati, got picked by the Bengals. And, you know, Thomas was an SMU guy. And the next day, we do, Bobby and I do the show from the Silver Slipper. And June Jones, Bobby's old coach in Atlanta, was coaching at SMU. And June made the comment when called to book him. He said, I'm going to tell you something. Thomas Morstead is the best punter I have ever been around. I said, at the college level? He said, no, both college and pros. He said, the Saints got a winner in Thomas Morstead. And listen, that was good enough for me. I know June's seen a lot mm-hmm. of punters throughout his day. But, you know, his consistency throughout the years was there. Last year, it wasn't. You could see that the back injury had played a part into that. And you know, and sometimes you don't know about it. And I remember Zach telling us this during the year, hey, you know, Morstead got a back injury, and that's why he is not the Thomas Morstead we've seen in the past. And listen, the league is sort of fickle that way. You know, they pay you a lot of money. You get up in age and, you know, you start to see that the NFL is not for long. You know, you're not here forever in one place. You bounce around. It doesn't end storybook for you. And, you know, Thomas will kick again in the NFL. But, man, you go through that stage of that long a period of time, you punting in the NFL, you're doing a really good job. And a few years back when the Saints played the Patriots, Bill Belichick kind of starts off the press conference and talking about the Saints in days leading into them playing them. He didn't talk about Drew Brees or anybody else. His first comment was about Thomas Morstead, how good of a punter he was.
Deep, directional, use the sideline as a second special team, if you will. And, man, I'm going to tell you what. Mike, when we come back, I'm going to ask you this. If, for whatever reason, he decided he wants to play for the league minimum, could the Saints still afford him, or have they decided to move on? And to what you said earlier, is he good enough to hook on with another team, and is he good enough to play for the Saints next season if they could work out the money situation? Mike Dettelier, you'll answer all that when we come back. He's our WWL NFL college and football analyst. And we'll talk more about the Saints and what's going on with roster moves and salary cap, et cetera, at 6:21. Time for traffic now, WWL. 6:25 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, March 5th. Highs of 73 today, so it's going to be warmer. Some clouds move in with humidity, but then tonight, between 6 o'clock and 2 a.m., 6 p.m. and 2 a.m., that's amazing that they can narrow it down to that window, but there is an 80% chance for showers. And then tomorrow and Sunday are going to be splendid with highs of 66 both days, clear skies on Saturday, and maybe just a cloud or two on Sunday, so get out and enjoy that. We're talking to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL and college football analyst, about the Saints making their moves ahead of the start of free agency and dealing with the salary cap. So, Mike, before we went to the break, I was wondering about Thomas Morstead. He said he was going to try to get on with another team. I don't know what the league minimum is for his position, but if he were willing to play for that, could the Saints afford him even at that, and would they want him? Or have they just decided this is time to part ways?
I think they've decided this is time to part ways. And they're going to give Blake Gillikin his opportunity. Now, you never say never about a return, you know, somewhere down the line. But you know, it's pretty obvious that they have made that decision that they're going to turn the page and they're going to give Blake his opportunity. And it was funny that early in the second guest shows when Coach Payton was on with us, he twice brought up Gillikin as a guy that, you know, and with Sean, he doesn't throw out a lot of bouquets. Mm-hmm. But he brought up Gillikin's name twice in different shows. And that sort of stuck with me, that he was saying, hey, listen, you know, the guy's got some potential as a punter and that sort of thing. And when he says that, you sort of pay attention. He made the original 53-man roster. Both him and Thomas were both on the original 53-man. And then Blake later got put on injured reserve. But that sort of is telling you that he's thinking ahead of time, that he understood age, finances, they were going to move on from Thomas. So to answer your question, I think they've turned the page. They're going to give Gillikin his opportunity to be a punter in the NFL, Penn State guy, who was known in college for being a guy that was really good at directional kicking, getting the ball inside the 15, 20-yard line. He was really good at. So they're going to give him his opportunity. But listen, if something happens down the road, I would never close that book because you know his work ethic, Thomas, and what he does to keep himself in shape, how he is in the locker room, that sort of thing. But we all knew that this day would happen and that this is going to be multiple releases of players and restructuring of contracts. For the last 3 years, you've sort of pushed all chips in. And one of the Saints assistant coaches told me, man, we'd walk right up to the money wall. We were right there, but we never ran into it. But in 2021, we ran into the wall. Again, you knew that this day would happen, and you're going to have to make some tough decisions personnel-wise on guys that have been on this team for a while, guys that have been good players. And I think it's going to be a glut of players across the NFL that get released, veterans, because of salary cap and because of the pitfalls of, you know, the COVID year. That salary cap ain't what it used to be. So You got cut back, and you're going to see teams make some dramatic cuts.
Let me we'll take a break here, Mike. One thing real quick about Blake Gillikin, they say that he was on injured reserve with a nominal back injury. Is this something that we need to worry about, or is that just something that was shielding him from?
I wonder if that was a little bit of a stash. You know, listen, I'm not questioning the injury, but, you know, sometimes there's a back injury and sometimes there's a back injury, if you get what I'm going.
That's soft tissue damage. That's hard to prove or disprove, you know?
Yeah,
all right. We're going to take a break. Come back, talk about the Saints, what they're likely to look like next year. Right now we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. One thing is for certain about the NFL, and that is it's going to change year to year. You're not staying the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. Mike Dottiglia will tell you that. He told me that. He's WWL NFL college and football analyst. So, Mike, the Saints parting ways already with Jared Cook and Josh Hill, to me, players completely different. Josh Hill, the classic overachiever, and Jared Cook, maybe the other way around.
Yeah, he was a major disappointment on this football team. Cut to the chase. That's reality. He had two really good seasons with the Raiders. This was a team tailor-made for him. That will pump the football to the tight end. And he reminded me of the Jared Cook I saw with the Titans, in that he'd make a big play, he'd make a nice catch, and then he would drop an easy one. He sealed his fate with the fumble in the playoff game against the Bucks. That was the end of story after that. But Josh, of everything that's happened, I think to me is the bigger surprise, because he's a Peyton favorite. He plays on special teams. He does the grunt work. He's the blocker. A lot of times when somebody's big runs, man, it was Josh that sprung him loose downfield, throwing a block, trying to help a guy get extra yardage. He was okay as a receiver, nothing, you know, to write home to mom about, but, you know, he'd normally make the catch. Now, that tight end screen, they got to do that with somebody else. You know, Josh just, he wasn't built for that. And so they're almost handing this over to Adam Trautman, the second-year tight end. But Josh, because he did so many different things for you, as a blocker, as special teams, that sort of thing, that goes to show you. Now, I wouldn't totally close the book on Josh. Maybe not. Somewhere, some way, if you can find a way to do it financially. Because he was a guy that you could tell, just in Sean's voice, of what he brought to the table. He really liked him a lot as a football player. So, Cook, no surprise. Thomas Morstead, no surprise. Josh, a little bit of one. And I think we're fixing to get a few more like that before it's over with. We know with Quan Alexander, because of his contract, you're going to have to part ways with him and maybe see if you can do something somewhere down the road. And he's coming off the Achilles. Now, at one time, that was a career ender. But not anymore. Man, modern medicine does a great job with it. You can come back from the Achilles, but not at that price tag. It would have to be considerably less. So we just in the start of it now, of these restructurings of some deals. We've already seen it with some players. Also some outright releases. And I'm just telling you, within the next week, some really big-name football players are going to get cut loose from NFL teams. Everybody has to make cuts. The Saints, we all realize that this day would come. Credit cards due. You got to pay the bill. Got to pay the bill.
Margin call, gentlemen.
Yep, that's true.
Right. Margin call. Got to pay up. Yep. What is the Saints offensive line likely to look like next year, Mike?
I think partially of that will happen is on what happens at the quarterback position. If there's a deal to be made for Russell Wilson, you're going to have to part ways with someone up front. Because if I'm Seattle and I'm looking to deal Wilson, and I think there is no doubt the divorce will happen. It's just a matter of when.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on. You're not going to be able to patch that up. This, to me, seems very similar to what happened with Brady Belichick a year ago, where it's a power and a control issue, where you've got a quarterback who's got great success, still a star player, saying, hey, coach, I know you've surrounded yourself with a bunch of yes men on that team. And that's what Pete Carroll's done. He's got like 20 assistant coaches. Two of them are his sons. And nobody tells Pete what to do in Seattle. No one. You know, Pete does what Pete wants. And I think that there's a major rift there between him and Russell Wilson. Can that be fixed? Who knows? But I've seen this before with star athletes and big-time coaches, that you can't fix it. Once it's torn, it's torn. And then yesterday, confirmation from, and Diana Rosselli was one of them that brought it up. Seattle is talking to other teams and listening for trades involving Russell Wilson. And so if I'm Seattle, my biggest need on offense, I got to rebuild my offensive line. And I got to get somebody in my secondary. First-round picks are going to get involved, no doubt about it. And so it's going to be a high price to pay. But, man, I would do it because star quarterbacks, they're just not on the side of the road with their hands like trying to hail a taxi. I mean, come on, those guys are few and far between. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get that particular individual. You can take a chance on a guy, and he can win you games in the regular season. But, you know, come January, you better have that star quarterback to win you games. And he better be healthy.
And the irony there is Russell Wilson wants better protection, right? And the Saints would have to deal an offensive lineman to get him.
Well, that's sometimes part of the deal. Listen, to get something, you got to give up something. I'll use this term, I guess. Okay, let's say you had $500,000 and you said, okay, that's my budget to buy a home, 500 mm-hmm. grand. And somebody says, listen, I got a house. It's over your budget. It's 790. Come take a look at it. And you take a look at that house and you say, man, this is what I really want. Are you willing to somehow sacrifice and go that extra, you know, 300 grand? I'm just kind of waving a little bit of money off the 290 to get it, or you stay under budget. And that's going to be the thing. When you're talking about trades, are you willing to go a little extra or more, sometimes more than a little extra, to get what you want? And we've seen one thing with Coach Payton. If he wants a player, he's going to do what he got to do to get him. And it's intriguing, the Russell Wilson thing, because 2 months ago, that would have been a pipe dream that Seattle would have even thought about dealing Russell, and the salary cap hit they would have to take to do it. That goes to show you the discord that's there between him and Pete, and it's real. And we've seen this happen before. Now, again, with Brady, he became a free agent, so you didn't have to give up anything but cold cash to get him. With Russell, it's going to take a lot to get him. Same thing with Deshaun Watson. The Texans can cry all that wolf stuff all they want. Are we not dealing him off? We not listening to offers? Yeah, I got mountain front property right behind my home here on the bayou, too. Come on, be real. You know they're going to deal him off. It's just a matter of time.
The snow-capped mountains of Thibodeau. Yep. We're going to take a break. Yeah. When we come back, I want some odds on the Saints landing Russell Wilson from Mike Dettelier on the chances of that. What do you think the chances of that really happening are? And what are some of the other big names that maybe we can look for the Saints to make some moves with in the near future? 651, 9 before 7, Mike Dettelier talking about the Saints. And what's done now is going to determine, obviously, what happens on the field when we hope the stadiums will be filled again in September when the season starts. Time now, WWL traffic. A couple of minutes left. Shooting the breeze with Mike Dettelier, our WWL NFL and college football analyst, more important, a friend of ours, about the Saints and the moves they're making to stay within the salary cap and yet still field a team that has a shot at making the playoffs and maybe even going further. What about Janoris Jenkins, Malcolm Brown? Their names have come up, Mike, in some trade rumors, etc. Your thoughts on all that?
Well, I would want to try to do something financially. I mean, you paper thin at corner. You got Lattimore and you got Jenkins. Patrick Robinson, you know, you can see who's at the trail end of his career. You know, he's 32 years old. Tell me another guy past those three. Okay? That long silence tells you the answer. It's an area you need to upgrade. I would love to bring back Jenkins, but it's going to be a financial deal one way or another. Malcolm Brown, I don't get. Okay, you're talking about $5 million. That's not a lot to pay a starting defensive tackle. He's a grunt guy worker. Okay, he stuffs the inside. He's not a guy that's going to be a double-digit sack guy, but his play is significant in stopping the run. Now, I read all this horse hockey about, oh, they really love the two young guys behind him. Okay, well, Malcolm Roach and Shai Tuttle, they good in the rotation, but it's a totally different team when they in the lineup in comparison to Malcolm Brown. So I don't get that part. I really don't, because I don't think $5 million is a lot of money to spend on a starting defensive tackle. Now, you might like the two young guys as part of a rotation, but I guarantee if you get rid of Brown, you're bringing in another starting defensive tackle. That's the area that's going to get hit the hardest, defensive line.
Fun fact. I'm sorry, Mike. The Saints drafted Stephon Anthony before the Patriots drafted Michael Brown, and we all know how that Stephon Anthony thing turned out. Real quick, give me some odds here. Put it up on the big board of the Saints having Russell Wilson for our quarterback next season. Where would you put it right now?
Probably a couple weeks ago when it first started to break, I would say 10% at the very most. Mm-hmm. I think that's a 30% chance.
Still moving in the right direction. So how does all of that time out? We only have 30 seconds here with Jameis Winston. You got to see.
Jameis ain't coming back for $1 million a year. Mm-hmm. You know, all this stuff about, oh, he's going to take a sweetheart deal. No. He took his sweetheart deal. So you're going to have to pay somebody a lot of money. Russell Wilson's contract for the next couple of years isn't bad for the team who picks him up. It's going to be cost. It's going to be what do you have to give up to get him. And that's just a handful of teams that will be able to do it. And if I'm the Saints, I pursue it.
Well, I'd find
a way. I'm not going to get that guy somewhere else.
Nope. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy
you
those
too,
mountains
Tommy.
In Thibodeau. Mike Dottoglio, WWL NFL and college football analyst.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.